This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A divided House of Representatives has approved a set of ground rules for the Trump impeachment inquiry. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It was the first formal chamber showdown in a probe that may stretch into next year on a package laying out how the impeachment proceedings will play out.
This is not any cause for any glee.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers have a duty to preserve the Constitution by looking into potential presidential wrongdoing, using a roadmap similar to ones in past impeachment proceedings. But Republicans like Tom Cole say the rules are skewed against the president, with the Democrats able to limit his lawyers from calling witnesses.
This is not a fair process, nor was it ever intended to be.
And says the public will see it as just another partisan exercise with a preordained outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Despite the investigation by Congress, U.S. President Donald Trump's approval rating is holding steady. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
42% of Americans approve of the job President Trump is doing. That's in line with what his approval rating has always been. But the poll also uncovered some warning signs. 61% of Republicans say Trump has little or no respect for the country's democratic institutions and traditions. That's an issue that hits at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. And some Republicans are critical of his honesty and discipline. Still, 85% of Republicans support Trump, while only 7% of Democrats do. Mike Hemp in Washington.
India has formally implemented legislation that removes Indian-controlled Kashmir's semi-autonomous status and begins direct federal rule of the disputed area. Government forces were on high alert to prevent anti-India protests or rebel attacks. U.S. stocks are down in early afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea has fired what appear to be two ballistic missiles, according to Japan and South Korea. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
North Korea fired what appeared to be two ballistic missiles into the sea on Thursday, Japan says. The two projectiles landed in the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan, according to the latter's Coast Guard and the South Korean military. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the alleged act, saying it threatened Japan's national and regional peace and security, and said North Korea's repeated launches this year showed it wanted to improve its missile capabilities. Relations between the two Koreas have cooled since a flurry of personal meetings between the leaders last year.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Fire swept through a Pakistani train on Thursday, killing at least 74 people and injuring many more. Reuters' Megan Revel reports.
A fire swept through a Pakistani train on Thursday, killing scores of people and injuring nearly 40, in the country's worst rail disaster in nearly 15 years. Government officials said a gas canister exploded, which passengers were using to cook breakfast. But several survivors questioned the official line, saying they believed it was due to a fault with the train's electrical system. The disaster occurred in the south of Punjab province. The train was travelling from Karachi to the city of Rawalpindi, where a religious conference is taking place. Many died after leaping from the moving train, trying to escape the flames.
That's Reuters' Megan Revel. At least five people are dead in the southern Philippines after it was struck by a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake Thursday, the third one to hit the region this month. The region is already struggling from the two previous tremors that killed 13 people. Hundreds of people were injured and scores of buildings were destroyed or damaged in those two quakes. A new report by Human Rights Watch documents what it says are mounting atrocities by CIA-trained Afghan fighters and growing civilian casualties at the hands of both U.S. and Afghan forces. AP's Matt Small reports.
The advocacy group's 50-page report comes following a nearly two-year look into allegations of rights abuses by American-backed Afghan forces, which include extrajudicial killings. Instead of stability, the report says the units have undermined Afghan institutions and put many Afghans at risk. Human Rights Watch says any peace deal to end Afghanistan's 18-year war should also decide their fate by either disbanding them or bringing them under the control of the Defense Ministry. The report also demands investigations into whether U.S. forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan. I'm Matt Small.
A car bomb killed at least eight people on Thursday in a vegetable market in northern parts of Syria, held by Turkish-led forces. Turkey's official news agency says another 14 people were wounded in the attack. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.